Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi. You know, the original skit was going to be that you can tell the full moon is coming up because this recording is bringing out the strangeness in that we weren't going to have any problems, and then you pressed record and it all fucked up.
Well, in fairness, you're fat.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
oh,
guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the always ruined, never correct, just general shitty, Little Fatty Cast. It's a shit Sammy, if you will, for, wait for it, Monday, the 28th of September, 2020.
Fuck me up.
In the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LeVetria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, how is everyone doing? With me is an enormously fat person who's very athletic today.
I am.
You're very athletic. It's Big Fatty.
Hi. Now, you know, you fucked me up because you said Monday.
Well, I know, and I just decided that, you know, why are we holding this for an extra day?
Well, because I can't answer that because there's not a we. It's a you.
Right. And I am okay. Very busy on Mondays. And right. So I forgot to post last week's little episode.
Dump something else in on Mondays right. Since you're so busy.
So I forgot to post last week's little episode until like Tuesday night because oh. I had uploaded it. It was ready to go. And then I forgot to actually write the post because, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, how are you, Big Fatty?
I am good. I am just fantastic, actually. You know, we had last week, we had a week of fall. As we do every year, we get a week of fall temperatures.
100%. I mean, 100%.
Right? And then, mm-hmm. You know, when the fair comes to town at the end of October, it immediately jumps to electric camisole gloves and parkas.
Correct.
And
correct.
So we're back in the Indian summer now.
And, for a few days.
Is that racist? Native American summer?
Probably very racist. So
okay. Well, yeah. I didn't know. If maybe, should I maybe say casino or call center?
We're gonna have to ask Miss Bacon. Okay, she is an expert on all these things.
Yes, okay.
So when she calls in on her new iPad Pro,
Yeah, she. I saw that you got your ass chewed on that
for saying don't waste your money to watch Netflix. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, but what do I know? So
right.
I say spend $1,000, Miss Bacon. Spend
right.
it. Spend
right.
it. So she said she's got it, and you know what I say?
I
don't. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Right. Okay. I had it. I just had to pay all my medical bills. So.
Oh. Bring us up to date on that.
You know, okay.
We
well.
Medical malady update.
You know, we're gonna. This is going on forever, so. We're gonna have to have some intro music for it if it keeps going.
If only we had a bumper. I don't
only.
Know who does bumpers these days.
Well, no one around here, I can tell you. Just wait. Just wait. Nothing new to report, really. I still have a gas bubble in my rectum. And still can't see.
I had one, and then I took some Miralax, and it's gone now.
we were talking about you and the Miralax at the coal mine and how, you know, there was nearly, they were like, oh, how is Big Fatty doing? And I was like, y'all, he took the Miralax, drank the coffee, and then went out to lunch in the grocery store. And they were like, well,
it was not good.
They said, well, we know how that story ends. And I said,
it was not good.
I said, look,
it was not good.
He did not have to trade the car in, but it was close. It was close. So now, Big Fatty, how's your week been? Have you done anything exciting?
Well, I'm back on my nipple walk palooza. You know, I've had to curtail those
because you're fat.
Just because it's just been so blessed hot.
No, it was that those last couple weeks of summer. It just threw everything it had left at us, and
it did, and
it was awful.
It's not good, not good at all. But I'm back on the nipple walks. I'm getting my 10,000 steps a day. Now, when it does cool down a little bit more, I'm probably going to up that back to the 12,000 steps a day. But right now, I'm satisfied with 10. I've got a 10-day, I think I've got like a 10-day, a streak going or something like that.
Ooh, so, well, yeah. Is this what I have to look forward to in retirement?
That and many other things, like not having to get up in the morning and go to the coal mine. Never mind.
Ugh. Yeah, let's not talk about the coal mine. It was a shit-tastic coal mine week.
Was there anything exciting that happened? Any moments in time? Anything like that?
There probably would have been, but they were stolen. So,
I hate it when the moments in time are stolen.
So I have that to say about the week, and
I just have one other question.
Okay. Okay.
Will there be cookies handed out on Monday, or has that part of it been eliminated because of the colonic virus?
You know what? I don't know. I'm not in charge. So.
Okay.
So I don't know. Last I heard, the cookie situation was up for debate on when there would be cookies. If it was going to be Friday, Saturday, Monday, I don't even know.
Okay.
So, I luckily was not involved in any of that this year. I was involved in some other, although I got sucked into that, but, I was involved in some other stuff. Big Fatty, you know, we're using the Zoom to do this because...
We are. Well, you've become an expert in the Zoom this week, I believe.
I mean, I've been using it for months, but this week I hosted a bunch of, like, 1,000-person webinars. So, ouch, claws digging into my leg. I'm quite familiar with the Zoom. You know, I've been invited to be on Archer's little Zoom on Thursday night.
Thoughts and prayers.
Now, will you be there?
Well, you know, they have a tendency to do the politics, especially here we are in, you know, we're kind of in the red zone. If you want to put a sports ball spin on it, you know,
it has not been a good sports ball weekend, but yes.
No, it has not. But
yeah.
Anyway, so I probably won't, just because I don't. Yeah.
You're right. Right. You're, yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Big Fatty, no one cares about any of our doings. You know, Miss.
Correct.
Miss Lauren unsubscribed. Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey in Tennessee thinks that we're crazy. Nessa has a new puppy, so she can't be bothered.
Well, she's that, and she's talking to the gayish boys about. What's she talking to them about?
I don't know.
Honking the bopo and licking, grabbing it. Never mind.
Oh, well, Big Fatty, I promised this last week, and you know,
did you not deliver?
I'm very famous for not delivering. So you know, we're still getting this LFC thing kind of situated back on track. Trying to find our fit, if you will. And so
I said fit, not fist, right?
Oh, same difference. So, you know, I figured we got to find our new thing. We're just going to have to keep playing some games and some quiz shows until we can just figure out where we fit. So, today we're going to play something a little bit new.
A little bit new.
All right, everyone. Big Fatty is nothing if not a permanent fixture on Memory Lane. So I thought we would take a trip down Memory Lane and see what he actually remembers from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, especially when it comes to quiz programs and TV shows.
Yes. You did mention this last week.
Yeah. So we're going to do that. We've got three today.
First of all, how do you think I'm going to do on it?
I think you're going to surprise me. I was thinking about this, and I decided that maybe during a week we try to have a theme, like quiz or TV shows that only aired for one season, or the biggest hits of the night of 1965, sort of thing. But the issue with this becomes I was not alive in the 1960s, 50s, or 70s. And so I don't know these shows. The ones that I do know, we're never gonna use Bewitched, right? Because of course you know that.
You could have asked me about the two Darrens on that.
Right. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna give you a 15-20 second clip of the theme song.
Uh-huh.
And no words or no voiceovers, Auntie Vera voiceovers. And then tell me what show it is we're talking about. Okay. And then I am hoping you know, because I have never heard of two of these three, so I can't explain them to people.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. Here's our first one.
There's a prehistoric monster who came from outer space. Created by the Martians to destroy the human race. The FBI is helpless. It's 20 stories tall. What can we do? Who can we call?
All right. Ooh, he's sitting in silence. He's sitting in silence.
Now, this is remotely familiar.
Okay.
This is probably late 50s or early 60s,
I guess. I believe it is mid-60s. When Big Fatty doesn't know, he don't know. Okay. You're right. It was 50s, but it looks like it was back on in the 60s, maybe, in color. So, yeah, okay. No, that's not it. There it is. Okay. So you're unsure. Okay, so that was...
It's remotely familiar, but I can't get it.
That is Tober, the Eighth Man.
Who?
Tober? T-O-B-O-R? Mm-hmm. Tober, the Eighth Man. It was a cartoon. 1963, and Tobor, spelled backwards, is robot. So,
that's not familiar to me at all.
Wow, y'all, okay, so what we're hearing is Big Fatty, so far, we think you basically just know about Bewitched and the Andy Griffith Show. From this era, because you're not doing so good. Okay, that one, and admittedly, I had never heard of that one. So that was 1965 Saturday morning cartoon. Don't ask me what network it was on, because it doesn't say in the Wikipedia.
Well, it was one of three.
Right. Okay, the next one, I think you know, I had never heard of this, but I think I've heard you mention it before.
Is it Petticoat Junction?
No, but that kept popping up, and I just... I couldn't. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's dancing, everyone. He's dancing. Okay, so I take it you know this one.
All right. Well, I think I know it, but I'm afraid I'm going to fuck it up. But I think it's room 222.
It is. It is room 22. Correct.
No,
wow.
222.
222. Is that not what I said?
You said 22.
Oh, 222. Yeah. Yeah, room 222. So tell us about room 222.
It was with Karen Valentine.
It was with Karen Valentine as the school bus doors closed in her face during her opening montage.
Oh, okay. Mm. I don't remember that part.
So what was the show about?
It was trying to kind of be like That Girl or whatever. Ah. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. Well, I Big Fatty, you've gotten one out of three so far.
So I've gotten half of them right.
Half of them. So this last one, I hope you get right. This is the biggest name. The biggest name we're going to do today. And okay. It's one that I've heard a lot about recently, though. I never watched it. So here we go. And it's this is short, but it had a lot of talking, so I had to cut around it. So.
Oh, that was short.
Starring Chuck Connors.
Nothing. You guys,
are you
I think
there?
I'm here. Did you cut out?
You know what? I didn't plug the cord in.
Oh dear God, Daniel Brewer. Daniel Brewer. What did I say on Skype? My issues are as much someone else as they are my own.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All I heard was starring Chuck Connors. That's all I heard.
Okay.
And that.
Did you need to hear it again? Ah, okay. It is the Rifleman. It is the Rifleman.
Okay, I don't need to hear anything. If it's Chuck Connors, it was the Rifleman.
Do you have it? Can you give us a 5-second description of the Rifleman?
It was a Western, and I believe Chuck Connors was the sheriff in the town, and I don't know what the town was or anything, but he was the Rifleman, and it came on, and he would pull on the rifle and shoot it as he was walking down the street.
Right. It was big doings.
Big doings. Uh-huh.
So 2 out of 3, that's not so terrible. I mean,
right.
It's not
and
so great,
I've never,
but it's...
I've never heard of Tobor, so...
Well, now you've got something to YouTube. Tobor, Eighth Man.
Okay.
So he was killed. There's some story there. I don't know.
Clearly, you have mistaken me for someone who gives a shit about Tobor. Because I don't.
Hmm. Well, you know what? There's one other person who doesn't on this call as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right.
But yeah. So.
All right, what are you trying to do? Y'all, he's staring at the computer trying to figure out how to do something.
No, I was just checking to see if I was peeking, and of course I am. So.
Okay, good.
Luckily, I think Skype or Zoom is good enough that it's going to kind of help us out with that.
By the way, can you give us an update on how the leaves are up at Dollywood right now?
Seriously?
Yeah. Do you have any idea?
That's what I think about that. And a little bit of...
Well, I know you can't visit.
You're correct. I can't visit the mountains.
You've got a gas bubble.
Right, I've got a gas bubble. I don't know. You know, I made the mistake of Googling this. And
Have been looking into it.
And a while back. But once you Google these things one time, the ads and the suggestions.
You might also be interested in. Uh-huh.
Right. And so I saw... I'm now getting the internet weather reports on YouTube suggested.
Oh.
And what I've been seeing is that we're in for a chilly willy winter.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone in Charleston's like, thank God, we need winter. But it looks like the leaves are just like at the upper elevations in the park. They're just starting to turn. That's the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
Right.
but we're still maybe about 2 weeks before we're we're at full Leafapalooza. But it looks like it's going to be a little early this year.
Oh, all right. By the way.
Not early. Earlier than last year. Let's put it that way.
By the way, you know, this is an even year this year.
Right.
And you know what that means?
No.
This is the year that we get the acorns.
Oh. Well.
Every other year, it's the even years that we have Acorn Gate.
So what I'm hearing is Adam Burns, who only podcasts during the week, now has content. As soon as the acorns start falling, he'll be complaining about you collecting the acorns.
Well, he doesn't. I don't think he has any trees. Because you know.
Well,
he's
You, he's very confused about you and the acorns. He doesn't understand
He doesn't. But they're already starting to fall. And
But you know what else? You know what else?
What?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, Big Fatty. Tell me, who was born today?
You kind of screwed me up when you switched this to Monday. So we'll just start out with Moon Unit Zappa.
Alive.
And how would we know Moon Unit?
Well, I personally don't, but I believe he's as sad as it is, I believe Moon Unit is Frank Zappa's child.
It is. It is Frank Zappa's daughter, who was in Valley Girl. How about that? I cannot believe you got that.
You don't miss a Moon Unit. You don't forget that name.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Johnny Dawkins.
Was in The Rifleman with Nick Constantine there, and dead.
You mean Chuck Connors?
Yeah.
Okay. No, Johnny Dawkins is alive and he plays basketball for the San Antonio Spurs. Okay, great. Or did at one time. all right, now I've got to, wait a minute, I got to go back to the other page. Lord. Hilary Duff.
Alive. She's an actress.
Oh, okay.
I know Hilary Duff.
Here we go. Confucius.
Dead. Confucius.
And we would know Confucius from.
Yeah, he was an ancient philosopher.
You are correct. All right, Ed Sullivan.
You went to high school with him. Sullivan is dead. He used to host one of the evening late shows.
Excuse me, like Johnny Carson and all?
Yeah,
he hosted the Ed Sullivan Show, and it was on Sunday nights, and that's where the Beatles made their appearance in America. He died in 1974.
That's what I meant. You're clearly...
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Bridget Bardot, real quick.
Bridget Bardot? I think she's still with us. She was Aunt May on Petticoat Junction.
She was Aunt May on Petticoat Junction, but in the French version of it.
Ah.
She was a French actress and model, and she was a sex kitten. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did not. Now, did you say she was on the French version of Petticoat Junction? Is there a different version?
Oh yeah, it was. Les Petticoats Jonchons.
It was remade for American TV.
It's very much like American Idol.
Ah,
you know, it's the French version, and there's the Thailand version, and there's the Belarus version.
Oh, too soon. They're having a rough go of things right now.
A little rough over there. So. Uh-huh. Anyway, I think it doesn't say she's dead, but she was born in 34, so That would make her 86. She could still be alive.
I have two voicemails at the coal mine from people who called me today who are 86 years old. So trust me, she could still be alive.
You know what? I don't remember calling you, but anyway.
But Big Fatty, there is
in whole?
Yep, there's some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
I've requested my mail-in, my absentee ballot.
Good. Good. I have two. Have you mailed it in?
I printed out the request and mailed it in Wednesday, Thursday.
Now you know you can go online and check to see if they've received it.
I did see that when I went online to print out the thing, and it was like, oh, you've got to be able to print this. And I was like, oh, that's fair enough, because I don't have a printer. So I had to wait until I got to the coal mine and printed it.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, so...
And did you what category did you select it for being eligible for it?
I know it's changed. So I just chose state of emergency or whatever.
Oh,
that is.
I'm surprised you didn't suggest seek the medical exclusion because of your
my
anal
detached
bubble.
Rectum. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, the anal bubble is tricky to drive in, but I went to the grocery-arium on Saturday.
Yes.
Well,
now
I went,
is this at the Target?
No. So I had a busy day. I had to go get a new valve stem in the jalopy.
Of course you did.
Trust me, I definitely did. I had a flat tire on last Monday morning.
Oh Lord!
And so, turns out the valve stem had gone bad. So I had rigged it so it would be fine, but got in the jalopy, went and got that done on Saturday morning. Then I went and got my hairs did. Then I went
It appears
to,
your hairs have been dead.
Yeah, well, I need to take a shower. I haven't done that yet today because, you know, I've been cleaning.
Yeah, it appears you haven't taken a shower.
Yeah, a little mashed down, a little greasy. Uh-huh. But then I know I've been very busy. I'm doing my spring cleaning. And so then...
Well, no time like the present.
Yeah,
are you
spring,
catching up or are you getting ahead?
I'm doing my spring 2019. Cleaning.
Uh-huh. 19.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yep. And so then I went and took myself out. First time I have eaten at a restaurant.
Uh-oh.
Since March. I went to the Panera and got the soup.
Excuse me. I thought you said restaurant.
Right. So I ate outside at the Panera Bread on the deck there. And
when was this that you did this?
Saturday at 1:00 in the afternoon.
Oh, so it wasn't back when it was cold and the old people needed to eat soup.
Well, so I you know, I'm behind in all the things. And so just like, you know, my spring cleaning, I meant to eat soup when it was cold. I just didn't have time. And so I took myself, Saturday was pleasant, more so than they kept saying it was going to be. And I even opened the windows because it was 65 degrees overnight. It was very nice. It was muggy, but nice. But then I went to the grocery-arium.
Wait. Before you go to the grocery-arium, so you had soup?
I had French onion soup because they're doing French onion soup at Panera right now. And it was really good. It's one of those things where I'm not too particular because I'm not making French onion soup at home because that is...
And you're fat.
I am. So I had a little soup and salad. And... Then I went to the Harris Teeter.
Oh,
Big Fatty
Peter.
You walked into the cinnamon broom display.
Ah.
Not just like a box of cinnamon brooms they've thrown out
like
in the middle.
It was like a house.
Yes.
It was almost like a gingerbread house made of cinnamon brooms.
Correct. Uh-huh. So I just wanted to let you know. I also spent a lot of money, but they had a lot of good sales. And then I ate all the food I bought. But I have a little, this is all very random, but you know, I'm just filling the last minute or so. Did you hear?
No.
The Grand Floridian Orchestra has been laid off.
I had not heard that.
No more live music. So that's all I'm going to say about that. We're pointing the finger a little bit at these people.
Well, now,
but
did you heard that everything in Florida is open, full
open for business,
strength, open for business, mm-hmm. no restrictions.
Except
you know,
for live
your
music.
Vacation, COVID included in all vacations.
Right. Right. But no live music. No.
By the way, let's go back to the Cinnamon Brooms real quick.
Okay.
They were on sale 3 for $10 at the Von's East.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. And
so you have how many now?
I always just still have the one. They weren't on sale when I bought mine.
Ah.
Dr. Stone said he would love to have one, but he would be embarrassed to buy it. Oh!
What? Poor Dr. Stone.
And I'm like, whatever. Did you buy one?
No. I believe that whatever they're treated with is bad for the kitty cats, so I do not have
one for
right,
sure.
Right. Right. Probably could get one for the coal mine, but
yes.
I'm debating if I'm going to continue to work there or not right now.
Oh,
so,
you know, some things never change.
Right, right. Right. So,
all right. Enjoy the event.
Okay. Well, it's been lovely, and maybe we'll try another quiz program next week.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Probably not.
Okay.